Welcome back to another episode of Bleacher Boys. I'm your host, Ken Suzuki, Isaac Springer. Today, it is February...
That's me!
That's you. February 10th. Coming to you from Barcelona again, 9:30 p.m. here. It's 3:30 over there in Albany, New York. And today, we're going to have a quick little episode. Since it is February 10th... what we should be coming up on spring training usually. Again, not happening. Rob Manfred did have a press conference today or met the media. We'll talk about that later in the episode. Today, we came up with an idea. It's called Guess the Yankee Stadium Food Prices. So Isaac came up with a couple questions, five trivia. He'll be asking me questions, and I'll try to guess the price. Isaac, take it away.
So we got some other stuff in there too. But the main thing is food. So to preface this, everyone knows that Yankee Stadium prices are ridiculous, and they've been getting higher since like 2009. So I think we're just gonna do a quick rundown. A lot of this, Ken, I feel like should get, but there are some tricky ones up here.
Because when I go to the stadium, I usually get the same stuff. You know, it's either like a sandwich, chicken sandwich, or like a chicken tender bucket thing. I don't know. I don't really.
So there's some easy ones on there. I see this is also a Barca pod now.
Oh yeah,
with the scarf.
Soccer, by the way, is just such a superior sport over baseball. If baseball, NBA's trade deadline, we can talk about that later. NFL Super Bowl's coming up. Soccer's huge over here. And we got Manfred talking to the media. So, you tell me what sports. Sports are thriving.
You went to a game?
I did go to a game.
I'm assuming you went to a game. Spent, you know, $100 on flags.
Barca!
On flags and scarves.
Yeah, so...
Is it cold there? Why do you need the scarf?
It's freezing. It's a little chilly. You know how Judge was like, it's a little chilly? It's
60?
Really chilly. 65-ish, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Barca game
terrible.
Was sick. Atmosphere was amazing. I was supposed to... We talked about, like, me going live or, like... posting stories there. I completely forgot, but
should have done it.
I'll go to another game. They actually played Atletico Madrid. It was the 4-5 matchup, so whoever won would have made like it was a one game difference, so whoever won made it to the Champions League, and Barca won, so it was really hype.
Who scored?
Don't know all the names. My favorite player is actually Gavi, 20-year-old.
Gavi, okay.
He's sick. But we just have a lot of young guys, you know. We got a couple loans from, we got the couple loan players from England who are really good. But still learning the names. Well, I'll probably buy a jersey next time I'm on the pod. But yeah, take it away with the Yankee Stadium food.
All right. So I think we have about 14 questions here.
Okay.
Lost track. So I'm gonna start pretty easy. Question one. How much is the price of a hot dog? And before you say anything, some of the questions I did multiple choice, and some of them I feel like you should know, so I did no multiple choice.
Okay.
This one, I'll give you a multiple choice one, because I don't think you
really?
Bought a hot dog.
Wait, hold on. I don't want no gimmies. I think I can get this.
Oh, you don't want the multiple
Wait,
choice?
For a hot dog, I think I can get a hot dog pretty easily.
Okay. How much is the price of a hot dog, Ken?
Is it a single hot dog, or does it come with a drink, any fries? Is it just the hot dog?
Single hot dog.
All right, that's pretty simple. That's actually disappointing that you would even think I would need multiple choice for this. What about for not just this, but like all the other questions? Do I get like a range of like if I'm off by a dollar, I'm still right? Like, can I get like a little? Range of
sure okay you know, on some of the harder questions I'll decide, but I have three multiple choice and I didn't make it four, so like some of
okay.
these should be gimmies because I know you've bought in some of these like many times.
Okay.
But how much is the price of a hot dog? No multiple choice because you said no multiple choice.
Okay, no multiple choice.
Prepped, but
this is simple. If I'm off by a lot, okay. Give me the multiple choice. But my first guess that came up to my head, $7.95 US dollars.
Okay, so that is actually incorrect.
Am I off by a lot?
I mean, not a lot, but you're off by a substantial amount. And I think
okay.
you definitely, if I gave you the multiple choice, you definitely would have guessed it right.
All right, give
the
me the multiple
choice. The correct answer
no,
was
wait,
six.
It was six?
No, the correct answer was six. So
damn it.
That's why, yeah. So The issue with this is that the prices have been going up and up, and a lot of the menus are from like 2018, 2017, and a lot from 2012 too for some reason. Mm-hmm. But the predominant price was $6 on the hot dogs. And that's a Nathan Beef Frank, by the way.
Okay. Don't 100% get it confused. Beef?
I can't confirm 100%.
Okay, just making sure you know. I usually don't get
question
hot dogs.
Question two.
Okay, go ahead.
This is no multiple choice. I didn't even write it down.
Okay.
Soda souvenir cup.
Oh, shit, those. Do you get free refills on that? I'm always confused by that. Anyway.
I do not know the answer. You get a sick cup, though, and I have four of them in my house. Yeah.
This is a good one because I do get it every time I go to the stadium. I start off with one of these because I'm thirsty, and then I'll go to a beer section. I'm going to go.
You know, I'll give you a dollar range up and down.
Okay, $8.75.
It's $7, so you don't get the point.
Oh, my God.
So Ken's 0 for 2. If he had guessed $8, I would have given it to him. So that's very unfortunate for Ken there. It's a rough start, 0 for 2.
It's 7? I feel like it's a lot more. I came down with the $8.75. I thought it was like closer to 10. Damn.
The one I consistently saw for this one, what hot dog and soda souvenir cup, were consistently $7. So.
Okay. All right. I'm not.
That being said, 2022, the prices could be up, guys. Don't judge me.
I mean, come on, guys. The Steinbrenners, they need money, guys. It's really, we don't have a place to complain. You want to pay more? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take my money, please. Right?
Please, Steinbrenners, please. Yeah. All right, go next. Question three.
The most famous place in Yankee Stadium, what is the price of a Lobel steak sandwich? And I have multiple choice if you need it.
I need it. I don't even know that.
Okay.
I didn't even know that existed.
So a Lobel steak sandwich is basically what everyone raves about at Yankee Stadium. Personally, not my favorite.
I've had it before?
It's good. Yeah, I've had it before when I was with my uncle. We got steak sandwiches. And I actually didn't know this one off the top of my head, but the multiple choice answers are $10, $17.99, or $15.
Okay.
And you get one guess, and it's right or wrong, because you got multiple choice here. So take me through your thought process.
So, I'm off the bat, it's not 10, okay?
Okay.
It's not 10. A souvenir soda's $7. You're not paying $3 extra for steak sandwich. 10 is out the question. I'm between 15 and 17. That's really close. But I think I'm leaning towards 17 at this moment. I'm gonna see how you react.
Factored in the USDA price of beef during this time period?
I have not factored that in.
Okay.
This is a good one. $17 or $15 for you.
No. $17.99 or $15. There's a big hint in there. There's a real big hint in there.
$17.99 or $15. I don't know what the hint is because the 99, the soda and the hot dog didn't have the 99. And now 15.
Interesting.
15 does that would go along with the other two. But then you could be playing mind games with me. $17.99. This is tough, but I'm going to go with 15.
And you're correct.
Let's
15
go.
Was the answer. I put the little 99 in there to confuse you just because like I know like a steak sandwich is pricier, but when I looked it up on the Lobel's website and on the menus that I saw, it was 15, so that's good.
Okay, yeah.
So you are 1 for 3.
Let's go.
All right. This one should be pretty easy, too.
What we got?
What is the price of a regular beer, such as Budweiser, Miller Lite? There's a standard price, and I'm not talking about the specialty beers.
Okay, is that like a cup or is that like the bottles?
I think this is the large cans.
The cans? Oh, the tall boys?
Yeah, like the tall boys.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
And it's the same price in every concession.
Okay.
And I do have multiple choice if you like it.
I think I should take the multiple choice, but I'm in the range. I'll give you the range I'm in. I'm in the range of like 6 to 8.
Okay.
But yeah, I want the multiple choice.
Okay. Should I give you just... Okay. All right, fine. Here you go. So... For a Budweiser Miller Lite standard can, $10.
$10.
$4.
$4.
$6.
$6. Okay. Off the rip, I think I know. I'm going to go with A. I don't see it being 6 or 4.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. Tall boy, 4'6". Okay, well, okay, wait, hold on. It couldn't be 6.
No.
But I'm going to go with 10. I'm not as sure as I was at first, but I'm going to go with 10.
Okay. Are you sure?
Shit. Yes, I'm sure. $10.
Okay, well,
2 for 4.
Drum roll, please. Nope, you're wrong.
What? Six?
$6. $6 for standard beer. Yep. Damn.
1 for 4, baby.
1 for 4 for the Ken.
Woo.
Yeah, tough. Yeah.
I guess guessing
Yankee
voices is easy.
So I do have a question about... Yeah, really. I do have a specialty beer question later down the line. So,
okay.
You know, just have that one in the back of the mind for later.
Okay. Side question, what beer do you get when you go to Yankee Stadium? What's the beer of choice?
My favorite beer I've ever gotten there was the first time I had a Shock Top there. A Shock Top can I got from a vendor.
Is that the orange one?
$6.
Or like, it's like a citrus one, right?
Yeah, it's a citrus orange one. Yeah. But mm-hmm. The last time we went, we got Stella's and they were pretty good.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
Usually anything to go with the food that I want to have, but can't mm-hmm. release that information because that may or may not be a question further down the line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Continue. All right.
So I'll give you a pretty easy one here. Okay. Where is the Audi Yankees fan club located? You just have to give me a section of the field.
Easy. Left field foul pole.
Yep. Okay. Nice. There you go.
Simple, man.
That's a gimme.
I live at Yankee. Okay. I live in that booth.
Do you?
No, I've never been there.
Okay. Here's. You want a hard one? All right.
2 for 5. Go.
So, the Mohegan Sun Sports Bar.
Located above the batter's eye.
Where is it located? Okay. First question. Where is it located?
Mm-hmm. I nailed that.
And it's closed now. What is it called now?
What? It's not called the Mohegan Sun?
Nope. This is like a bonus question. Make this a bonus question. You don't have to go over with this one. This can be a bonus.
Okay.
If you don't get
hard.
It, doesn't count. Think about the Yankee sponsorships.
First sponsorship comes up, WB Mason, but it's not that. Second,
the WB Mason Sports Bar.
Yeah, no. Second one, they have Delta Skydeck or something like that. No, I don't see that happening. What else do they do? What's their vehicle? Jeep? Driven by Jeep? No, Jeep won't be up there like that. Is it Jeep? I don't even know.
Here, let me give
Ford,
you a hint.
Actually.
Let me give you a hint.
Give me a hint. I have no idea.
The company is a food or a drink.
Makes sense.
And, okay, you know, it's not an alcoholic drink.
It's not alcoholic. Okay, that's actually a good hint. So it's probably, so it's a drink. Is that what you're telling me? It's a drink? It's a non-alcoholic drink,
know.
Is what. Okay. Non-alcoholic drink sponsored by Yankees Stadium or Yankees by the Yankees. Nah, it's probably food, right? It's gotta be food. Is it okay? Is it like a restaurant?
No, it's a
not
company.
A restaurant. It's a company. Okay.
Last hint. It's a company.
Okay. One more question. One more question. Dude, do we consume that items from that company? Or products from that company.
Have we in the past?
Have we in the past, or do we regularly consume it?
That's not a yes or no question.
Come on, can't. Okay, have we ever consumed a product from the company?
Yes.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
I have no fucking idea. I would have.
You have many times.
I have. Okay. Oh! Light bulb moment. Shake Shack. Oh, no, you said no restaurant. God damn it.
All right, so you didn't get the extra bonus point. It was the Pepsi Lounge.
Oh.
It's called the Pepsi Lounge
now. I
have
no idea. I've never heard that, and I don't consume that very often. Maybe once in my
life. Well, actually, Yankee Stadium, they only have Pepsi, I think, at Yankee Stadium because they're sponsored by Pepsi.
I don't really drink soda, so I didn't know that.
So what are you putting in the souvenir cup?
Usually water. Water or,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Mm-hmm. Or a little bit of Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
All right. So that was a hard one for you. So let me give you an easy one. What is Isaac's favorite thing at Yankee Stadium?
Is that the easiest question of all time? Is there a twist to this? Are you trying to mess with my head?
No. I said it's an easy question. What is Isaac's favorite thing at Yankee Stadium?
So, burnt ends brisket sandwich.
Are you going to lock that in?
Pulled pork. Yes. Barbecue sauce. You like little fries with it. And
I would stop I would stop talking if I were you. You lock in a specific answer because you just started naming things after you said a specific answer.
The burnt ends pulled pork sandwich. That's it.
Okay, yes. Okay. That is correct. Ding, ding. Ding burnt ding. Ends sandwich, but it's not pork. It's beef.
Oh.
Follow-up question.
It's pulled beef.
Bonus okay. point.
Yeah.
What is the price of the burnt end sandwich?
Oh, easy. $13.95. Oh, you know what? Well, hold on.
$14. No. I'll give it to you. That's
I was
going to
say 14 because it's been on dots, and there's had no 95s, 99s.
So. Yeah. Just so you know, Yankee Stadium prices are typically on the dot.
I should get a couple extra points for that, nailing that shit like on the head.
No, that's a bonus point. You got one for knowing the easy question, and I guess
and
a bonus
the, oh,
point
and the price.
Maybe we'll have a.
Mm-hmm. We'll count. I'll
and maybe
count
we'll have
editing
a
this.
Nice
little counter.
Okay.
Up here.
Honestly, this is another gimme. How much is a family bucket of chicken and fries?
That
literally
is
in
a
the
gimme.
Name.
Wait, what?
It's in the name.
Family
at the stadium. I didn't say it because that would give it away, but it's literally in the name.
It's like $20. It's a $20 bucket. It's a little over 24. Wait, I'm not locking shit in. Give me a sec. Hold on. It's in the name, isn't it? $20.
I think it's in the name.
It's like $20 to $25. Because I remember we used to split it when we went with like four or five of us. The garlic fries, a little too garlicky at the end. You can have a little bit of it, and then you get tired of it. I'm just rambling.
Your fingers smell like death.
Yeah. Your mouth smells like shit for the next hours. I don't know. I think it's like $20 to $24, $20 or $24. If I were coming up with four multiple choice, I would be like 18.
Do you want? 20. I have the multiple choice. Do you want the multiple choice? I mean, honestly, if I give you the multiple choice, you're gonna get it. So
okay, if it's in the range,
just lock in a guess.
If it's in the range of 20 to 25,
no range.
No range. Give,
this is
okay.
No range. This should be a gimme because I know you've bought this more than you've bought anything else at the stadium.
$20. I'm going lock it in $20.
Yep, that's correct. Okay. $20. It's literally called the $20 chicken. And fries bucket.
Yeah.
So
okay,
very good.
Good.
Next
I'm
question.
Making up for my early stumbling out the
early
gates.
Early miscomings.
Yeah. I don't know what to
yeah.
say.
What is the price of a specialty beer at Yankee Stadium?
Are they like all the same price? Like, there's probably more than one specialty.
Actually, yes. There's. Okay, but the standard, I'll say it's.
Like a shock top?
Stella and...
Oh, like craft
yeah,
beer.
Well, yeah, like all those like Stella... Yeah, like the craft beer. There's only one price for like, you know, like standard mm-hmm, beers, mm-hmm. like Budweiser, American beers, and then there's like foreign specialty beers. There's only
like these.
One price for each.
Yeah.
Yes.
So last time we went, this is what we got. So obviously this is a gimme.
And you got it. So
yeah. This, you made
this,
me go get
this
it.
This should be in the bag for you.
This is so easy. I don't know why you're asking me these types of questions. You know we got it together. So I'm going to lock in a dollar amount of regular beer with six. Specialty beer is...
Do you want it?
What?
Do you want a multiple choice?
Do I get extra points if I don't use the multiple choice?
Yes. Yeah. You get like, how about this? In the editing, when you're editing later, you get like a point and a half for no multiple choice and a point for using the multiple choice. Or you get no points if you guess it wrong. So that's...
That's actually a really fun game. I wish we established that before. But anyway. Should I take it? It's only a half point more if I take it. Or if... Yeah, it's a half point less. The nailing it on the head
maybe
off the rip.
Maybe we should do a full point.
Yeah, full
how about
point
if you,
I just nail
how about,
it.
How about this? How about this? You get 2 points if you nail it, no multiple choice. 1 point from now on if you guess it with the multiple choice. 1 point.
No, I'm going to change the rules. 2 points if I nail it on the head. One if I, if I'm in the range without the multiple choice, like the $1 range.
What's the range?
The $1
no,
range.
That's dumb.
Fine.
Either way.
$2. I mean, 2 points, 2 points. I'm going with $8.
Are you sure you're locking that in?
I'm locking it in for the 2 points, yes. I need to make up my points.
That would be incorrect.
Fuck! I actually thought I had that one. Damn it. How much is it?
The correct answer was $12.
We paid $12 for beer?
You don't remember that? I gave you a $20 bill and you came back with you came back with like $8. I was like, what the where the fuck is my money? And you were like,
what the fuck?
That's the price. I even Holy think they got shit. More expensive last season. Yeah, it's $12 beers at Yankee Stadium sucks.
I wouldn't have gotten that even with the multiple choice. Damn.
Yeah, and I even found like this is just for like Stella and like I can't even think of any other like nice beers, but like there is even like craft beers that were like $15 like for craft beers.
Like Guinness and stuff? Yeah.
Like no, like IPAs and stuff. Guinness is in the $12 range, I think.
Yeah.
Like there's that's like, insane.
Oh fuck. I would have never guessed that. It's even crazier now because like in Spain beer's like 50 cents. So
really?
Yeah.
Damn. The Steinbrenners are ripping us off.
That's crazy. Okay. Is that the last the last one?
No, there's four more.
All right, keep them coming.
All right, where is LaBelle's located? You just got to give me the general side. It's located in two different sections. Okay. The main store. If you get the main store right, I'll give you 2 points. If you get the secondary one, I'll give you 1 point. If you get the general location, I'll give you 1 point.
Okay, I'm just gonna go for the general location, and I think it's located on the third base side, on the infield main level. It's like between home and third.
Third base side.
Yeah, between home and third somewhere.
And do you want to guess a section? Just for fun?
Okay, give me a sec.
If you get anywhere within 10 points. 10 of each sections? Section. Yeah, like, sorry, 10 sections of each, like,
location. Okay. The right side is like the 120, 130, and then the left side is 110 to 110's in the outfield. 105. Damn, I have no idea. 106.
You're locking that in. So 106 and
if that's
third
on
base,
third base side
of home plate.
Well, my third base side guess supersedes it because I have no idea if 106 is on the left side.
Yes. Like I said, I'll give you a point for the location, and you are correct about the location. It is third base side behind home plate.
Okay.
The main section it's located in is actually 321. And the other section, they have a stand at 134. 134 is basically like right behind like the dugout.
Oh, really?
No.
I didn't even know.
134 is like the dugout. 120 is like going around the other way.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, I got the general direction. Location, 1 point.
Yeah, you get 1 point for that. How much are the price of garlic fries?
Just garlic fries?
Just garlic fries. No side, no nothing. General concession stand, and I have multiple choice answers for this one.
I'm taking the multiple choice for half the point or 1 point or whatever.
You should. You should. So, for A, $15.
Okay. Toss that out the window.
B.
See you later. Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
$7.
Okay.
Or C, $10.
Okay, B.
So, this is going to mess with your head.
B.
Because
you have two
prices that are kind
of
high.
Ain't no messing. First of all, A just went running out the window. That's tossed out. It's either B or C. I'm going with B. I think that was pretty easy. My confidence is
okay.
High.
Okay, yeah, and you're correct. $7, yep.
Good.
Pretty easy answer there. They can't charge $15 for fries. Mm-hmm. But you know when they can charge $15 for fries? When they add cheese onto it and steak,
exactly.
They charge $20 for fries.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah, crazy.
Always
right,
eat beforehand,
second to last
guys.
Question.
All
right,
yeah.
When thinking of that, remember what Guy Sella used to do? And all of us, we used to go to the Subway on the street by 161st, and we used to try to sneak in Subway.
Yeah. Nowadays, we park a little far off, and we look for John Boy Media Bronx office, but...
We stalk them.
Yeah, we stalk them.
Okay. What is the price of a bottle of water? Dasani...
Oh, easy. Story. Don't give me a multiple choice. $5. Done. Done deal.
Yep, that's
Let's
right.
Oh, maybe that's two
Let's
points.
Go. Good answer. That is 2 points. Okay, and here we go. Last question.
Okay.
What was Yankee Stadium out of the last time we were there that I was really pissed about?
Oh, this is simple, man. This is simple. They were out of a lot of stuff.
And it's two specific items, but like you don't have to get the exact
it's condiments. I remember they were out of a lot of stuff, though. They were like, I wanted some barbecue sauce for my fries or something, or like ranch or something like that.
Okay, so you already got condiments is one of them.
So
yes.
Do I get a point for that?
Yes, you get a point for that. That was on my list.
condiments, and if I name the specific condiment you were looking for, I get another point.
No.
There's another thing
item other than condiments.
Oh shit. Yep. That they were out of.
Mm-hmm. None. They had none of it, and I was really pissed about it. And I kept saying it.
They had none of it, so that sounds like a food item, not a drink. A snack? No, you don't really get snacks. No, you don't get snacks.
You know what? Let me give you a hint, because you're not gonna.
Ice cream? No. Okay.
You want a hint?
I need a hint. Yeah. Give me like the genre of what I'm looking for here.
This item is sometimes in the same location as condiments.
Oh, we talking like salt and pepper type shit? No, give me a sec though. I'm not locking anything in. Salt, pepper, what else? Vinegar? No. What you got? I don't even remember what you got. You got a sandwich, right? Sandwich and some fries?
Mm-hmm. You need to get your mindset out of this condiments thing
it's,
that you're
okay,
thinking.
Okay. No. I know where I'm going with this. It's like a straw, fork, utensils type thing. That's where I'm going with this now.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Straws, fork, spoon, knives. You don't need a knife. Throw that out the window. Fork or spoon. You don't need a spoon. Fork or straw. Straw? No, we got beer, so you don't need a straw. Fork. They were missing fork. Oh, napkins! 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 Hold on, napkins! 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 I just remembered. Napkins. Call it a day.
Yes, it's napkins.
Let's go. Yeah.
You were so close to guessing forks, and I was about to say, no, you're wrong, because they give you forks with the food.
I don't know. I just remembered.
I was pissed because I had a bucket of hot chicken bites with Tommy,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us no napkins, and we had fries,
that.
So we're just eating this grease and sauce all over my hands. And also, they had no ketchup, so it was hella spicy.
They had, like, what was going on then? Like, seriously, maybe it's because of COVID or something. They don't do, like, the public condiment section, but I don't know.
Because of COVID, they ran out of napkins. I don't know.
Yeah, and we were asking,
anyway.
Too. No, okay.
Anyway, that's crazy.
That was fun. Great idea. We're pushing 30 minutes. We have 3 minutes until 30 minutes, so I'm just going to talk about Rob Manfred real quick. He came out in the media. It's really not interesting, so it'll take 30 seconds. He just talked about how they've agreed on Universal DH, so National League pitchers will not be hitting in games. And the second point he said was there will be no draft compensation. So they're making progress, I guess, in football terms. He ran the ball. He got sacked like 30 yards, and then he ran the ball for like a yard or two. They still haven't agreed on any core economic issues. They're talking tomorrow. And I hate how Rob Manfred comes out and says something about like the he's optimistic that the season will start in time, and that they're having a meeting tomorrow, and that they're going to negotiate in good faith and come up with an offer tomorrow. But that's just putting the pressure on the fans to make it seem like the owners are on the good side here and the players don't want to play, but that's just not the case. Manfred, I can't stand the guy. But yeah, we'll see where this goes. We still have a couple more weeks before we should get real nervous about the season starting on time. But yeah, that's where baseball stands. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Excited about the halftime show. We got a whole bunch of guys performing. But Kendrick, Eminem, Dr. Dre. But yeah, might be it. Oh, the Nets. I'm a huge Nets fan. James Harden goes to the Sixers. Yankee pod, I don't really want to get in depth about that. But
good riddance. If I was a Nets fan, good riddance.
You just hate James Harden, so we're not on the same page here.
I do. He's a despicable person.
I'm just going to say, it just feels like he cheated on us, you know? Like, got cheated on. We, like, gave him all this love, and he just didn't want to – he didn't have feel the same way. So it is what it is. We got –
And Kyrie's different?
Oh, Kyrie's completely different.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing this here, but yes, Kyrie's my guy.
Oh, my God.
He's my guy. So, I mean, the circumstances, I think we got a really good deal. 2 first-round picks, really huge. We got the picks back from what we gave up for Harden. We get a Drummond, so we got a lot of centers now. We got Curry, who's a 45% three-point shooter. Great, next to Joe Harris. Simmons can play the 5-4. Be in the dunker spot, be the good passer, be the good defender he is, and I think he'll fit in well. So, Excited about that, Yankee.
Imagine only playing at away games. Imagine if Judge only played at away games. Just imagine for a second.
Would you hate him?
Just imagine if he said, you know what, imagine. I don't care about the team. I'm about myself, and I'm only going to play at away games. Or what if Gary said that he's only going to play first base from now on.
He doesn't care about the team. He's literally team
his
first.
His actions.
That he doesn't want to get the vaccine? Okay.
Anyway,
we're
guys,
not doing this here.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. If you guys do want to hear a debate between me and Isaac about Kyrie Irving, we could upload a video if it gets like 50,000 views. We'll just transition to a debate pod. But yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. If you watch this far, comment Barca. Barca. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.